First Saturday prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Mary, Virgin most powerful, and Mother of Mercy, Queen of Heaven and Refuge of sinners, we consecrate ourselves to your Immaculate Heart. We consecrate to you our very being and our whole life, all that we have, all that we love, all that we are. To you we give our bodies, our hearts, and our souls. To you we give our homes, our families, and our country. We desire that all that is in us and around us may belong to you, and may share in the benefits of your motherly benediction, and that this act of consecration may be truly efficacious and lasting. We renew this day at your feet the promises of our baptism and our first Holy Communion. We pledge ourselves to profess courageously and at all times the truths of our holy faith, and to live as befits Catholics who are duly submissive to all the directions of the Pope and the bishops in communion with him. We pledge ourselves to keep the commandments of God and his Church, in particular to keep the holy the Lord's Day. We likewise pledge ourselves to make the consoling practices of the Christian religion, and above all Holy Communion, an integral part of our lives, insofar as we shall be able to do so. Finally, we promise you, O glorious Mother of God and loving Mother of men, to devote ourselves wholeheartedly to the service of your blessed cult, in order to hasten and assure, through the sovereignty of your Immaculate Heart, the coming of the kingdom of the Sacred Heart of your adorable Son, in our own hearts and in those of all men, in our country and in all the world, as in heaven, so on earth. Amen. Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, help of Christians, refuge of the human race, victorious in all the battles of God, we prostrate ourselves in supplication before your throne, in the sure hope of obtaining a mercy and of receiving grace and timely aid in our present calamities, not through any merits of our own, on which we do not rely, but only through the immense goodness of your Mother's heart. In you and in your Immaculate Heart at this grave hour of human history, do we put our trust, do we consecrate ourselves, not only with all of Holy Church, which is the mystical body of your Son, Jesus, and which is suffering in so many of her members, being subjected to manifold tribulations and persecutions, but also with the whole world, torn by discords, agitated with hatred, the victim of its own iniquities. Be moved by the sight of such material and moral degradation, such sorrows, such anguish, so many tormented souls in danger of eternal loss. O Mother of Mercy, obtain for us from God a Christ-like reconciliation of the nations, as well as those graces which can convert the souls of men in an instant, those graces which prepare the way and make certain the long-desired coming of peace on earth. O Queen of Peace, pray for us, and grant peace unto the world in the truth, justice, and charity of Christ. Above all, give us peace in our hearts, so that the kingdom of God may spread its borders in the tranquility of order. Accord your protection to unbelievers and to all those who lie within the shadow of death. Cause the Sun of Truth to rise upon them. May they be enabled to join with us in repeating before the Savior of the world, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. Give peace to the nations that are separated from us by error or discord, and in an especial manner to those peoples who profess a singular devotion toward you. Bring them back to Christ's one fold, under the one true shepherd. Obtain full freedom for the Holy Church of God. Defend her from her enemies. Check the ever-increasing torrent of immorality. Arise in the faithful love of purity, a practical Christian life, and an apostolic zeal, so that the multitude of those who serve God may increase in merit and in number. Finally, even as the Church and all mankind were once consecrated to the heart of your Son Jesus, because he was, for all those who put their hope in him, an inexhaustible source of victory and salvation, so in like manner do we consecrate ourselves forever to you also, and to your Immaculate Heart, O Mother of us and Queen of the world. May your love and patronage hasten the day when the kingdom of God shall be victorious in all the nations, at peace with God and with one another, shall call you blessed, and in tone with you from the rising of the sun to its going down, the everlasting Magnificat of glory, love, and gratitude to the heart of Jesus, in which alone we can find truth, life, and peace. Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, tender mother of all people, I consecrate myself to your Immaculate Heart and recommend to you my family, my country, the whole human race. Please accept my consecration, dearest mother, and use me as you wish to accomplish your designs upon the world. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, rule over me and teach me how to allow the heart of Jesus to rule and triumph in me and around me, as it has ruled and triumphed in you. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, and tender Mother of Men, in accordance with your ardent wish made known at Fatima, I consecrate to your Immaculate Heart myself, my brethren, my country, and the whole human race. Reign over us, Most Holy Mother of God, and teach us how to make the heart of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, reign and triumph in us, even as it has reigned and triumphed in you. Reign over us, dearest Mother, that we may be yours in prosperity and in adversity, in joy and in sorrow, in health and in sickness, in life and in death. O most compassionate Heart of Mary, Queen of Virgins, watch over our minds and our hearts, and preserve them from the deluge of impurity which you did lament so sorrowfully at Fatima. We want to be pure like you. We want to atone for the many sins committed against Jesus and you. We want to call down upon our country and the whole world the peace of God in justice and charity. Therefore, we now promise to imitate your virtues by the practice of a Christian life without regard to human respect. We resolve to receive Holy Communion on the first Saturday of every month and to offer you 5 decades of the Rosary each day together with our sacrifices in a spirit of reparation and penance. Amen. Most Holy Virgin and our beloved Mother, we listen with grief to the complaints of your Immaculate Heart, surrounded with thorns which ungrateful men place therein at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Moved by the ardent desire of loving you as our mother and of promoting true devotion to your Immaculate Heart, we prostrate ourselves at your feet to prove the sorrow we feel for the grief that men cause you and to atone by means of our prayers and sacrifices for the offenses with which men return your tender love. Obtain for them and for us the pardon of so many sins. A word from you will obtain grace and forgiveness for us all. Hasten, O Lady, the conversion of sinners, that they may love Jesus and cease to offend God, already so much offended, and thus avoid eternal punishment. Turn your eyes of mercy toward us, so that henceforward we may love God with all our hearts while on earth, and enjoy him forever in heaven. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Margaret Mary, pray for us. Glory to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.